Blog Talk Radio.
Together again. Amen. Welcome, everyone. God bless you all. Hallelujah. In this month of October 2023, the month is moving quickly. Hallelujah. And God is doing great and awesome things. Amen. Pastor Mom is here. Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi. Good to meet everybody this month.
Amen. Amen. So Pastor Mom is going to open us up in a word of prayer. Amen.
Our Father, we tell in heaven, heaven, we bear thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
In heaven, give us
this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not. Go ahead.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
From evil.
For the power and the glory forever.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for you, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture. We're going to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then we'll go on over to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you can begin to say these scriptures from memory, that would be awesome. Hiding the word in your heart like Pastor Mom does. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. And there's a couple of things in there that's going to be in our sermon for today. Hallelujah. He's a great King. He's a great God. Hallelujah. And he is the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, most of you know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge. Hallelujah. To learn more about his character and his nature. And so he's given us these pearls to ponder. The pearls are his character, his nature, his name, and to ponder on it is to roll it around in our heads and think about what the Lord is saying about himself. Hallelujah. And he's given us a different character, nature, name every month to ponder on. Now, this month, what we're pondering on is that he is long-suffering. The Lord is long-suffering. Hallelujah. And we found out that long-suffering means to just patience. Patience. Even though somebody keeps doing stuff wrong, he's patient. Hallelujah. And he, he's patient with us. He endures with us. Whatever we go through, and he's slow to anger, and he's not willing for anyone to perish. Hallelujah. And that's the reason why he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be with us. Hallelujah. To be the propitiation of our sin is because he is long-suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And, I was looking at even when Moses, he gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and Moses was, went down with the Ten Commandments, and they were down there doing all manner of stuff and committing sin and idolatry and all of that, and Moses broke up the Ten Commandments, just threw them on the ground. And so God, in his long suffering, had Moses to come on back up. He redid the Ten Commandments, and he didn't kill everybody right then. praise God. But all of the older folks that had come from Egypt, they ended up leaving. So, amen. God is long suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I wanted to play a song. Most of the songs that I play are have the word patience or long suffering, but this one didn't. And what I was thinking about was God's act of being long suffering and what his long suffering does for us. And this has been a song that's just been highlighted to me within the past week. The Lord had me to dance off of this song, and I haven't danced in a long time in public. Praise God. And so he had me to dance off this song, and he's just showing me so much of what he's doing. And this is part of his long suffering. The name of the song is, He Looked Beyond My Faults and Saw My Need. Amen. Looks beyond our faults, and believe me, he sees all of them. He sees all of our faults, but he looks beyond that, and he sees our need. Hallelujah. And our need is a need for him to be our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Amen. I was playing that song, and Pastor Mom was like, I like that song. Hallelujah. Amen, Pastor Mom. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's our pearl to ponder. Ponder on the Lord's long suffering. Ponder on what he has done in your life, how he has looked beyond your faults and saw your needs, and his grace is amazing. Hallelujah. His mercy is amazing for you and for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And even what's going on with the conflict, with the war in Israel, with the Palestinians, with Hamas, he sees all of that that's going on. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you look beyond all of their faults. There's faults on both sides. We thank you, Lord God. You look beyond all of their faults and see their need, and their need is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. And we claim them all as an inheritance for your kingdom and for your righteousness. Save them all, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on now to our declaration. Glory to God. We have been declaring and decreeing. Woo, and we're seeing things happen because of our declaration. Hallelujah. Because of our prayer over our finances, we're seeing things happen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine thy way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're feeling like you're in the dark and you don't know where you're going and how to get there, these declarations are going to help shine some light upon your way. Amen. The light of the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. As we declare and decree, we're declaring and decreeing not just anything, not something off the top of our head, but the very word of God, and his word stands forever. Amen. So let's declare and decree these things together, because one will put 1,000 to flight, put 100,000, four put 1,000,000 to flight. And it's more than four of us here today. So we're going to stand together, declare together, be fully engaged in this, because even if you don't need something right now, we do. Other people do. And if you don't need it right now, you will in the future. Hallelujah. So everything's going to be established for you and for me, because we are the church together. Let's repeat after me.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
Will prosper.
For I am like a tree, that's planted by the streams of water. Amen. That's Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 10. You to repeat. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches
my body.
Dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. the function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, Matthew 16:19. And that is a declaration that I just, the Lord told me, you know, when I perceive certain things going on in my body, hallelujah, he said, you know, say that. Say it. Hallelujah. There's no malfunction. I forbid any malfunction in my body. My body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. Hallelujah. And we can declare that over ourselves. We can declare it over our family. We can declare it over our household in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And let's do one more. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. The Spirit of Truth teaches me all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance against, for I ask for the wisdom of God. That's John 16:13 and James 1:5. Hallelujah. I could feel the anointing on that. There's some things I was thinking about, how there's some things that the Lord has had me to say over the years. And, you know, if I just said it once, it may not go into me. That's why we continue to declare these things. And at the time when it's needed, then there's an anointing that comes. And when I just read that, there was such an anointing. I've read this for years, but there's an anointing, and the Lord is just saying to me, because we're doing some things right now with contracts. And so the Lord is like, hey, my Spirit of Truth is on you. I'm teaching you all things. I'm going to guide you into all truth. You may not understand all of the contracts and all of the stuff that it says, but hallelujah, I'm going to give you perfect knowledge of every situation, every circumstance that you come up with, and I'm going to give you wisdom. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. I'm feeling that this morning. I give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go into some praise and worship. Thinking about Pastor Price this morning and, you know, different things that the Lord has said to her over time about, I was looking at her, what is it? I think it's the autumn spiritual warfare 1 minute video that she had. I was looking at that this morning. You may be one praise away from your breakthrough. Hallelujah. One praise away. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we did this last week, but I'm feeling it again on this week. Hallelujah. And it's about God being our good, good Father. Hallelujah. He is. He truly is.
Tell me that you're pleased and that I'm good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
Hallelujah. He's a good, good Father all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm halfway getting into the sermon, even before we get there. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Glory to God. I'm just in awe of God with regards to finances, how he makes ways where there seems to be no way. Amen. And he can take a little bit of money and do a whole lot with it. And as he has taught me over the years, that his favor means more than money. Hallelujah. You could do more with the favor of God than you can do with a dollar bill. Hallelujah. God will do more for you many times. Hallelujah. Than just putting money in your hand. You know, as he said, you know, to Peter, just go on over there and first fish you catch, look in the fish's mouth, it's going to be enough money for you and for me. You know, so sometimes he does work through money like that, and he'll take care of things. But there are times where his favor will kick in, and he'll do things like, you know, I look at his miraculous favor that fed the 5,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That fed all of those people, fed the multitude. Hallelujah. So we want to look at God and look for him and expect him in any way he wants to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I think there was a song or a T-shirt. God, any way you want to bless me, I'll be satisfied. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me. Help me to remember all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find it easy to give to you and to others as you have instructed. I'm going kind of fast. In your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. May I always pay well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroy or waste it. Multiply it. So what I have and what I make go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. And Lord, as I sow my blessing seed, I remember that it's harvest time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I told you all last week about a piece of equipment that Pastor Mom uses. It's about $500, and it wasn't working properly. And I called the people up in the favor of God. I mean, I believe she's had this equipment for maybe two years or more. Took it back and sent us a brand new one. Glory to God. That's the favor of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for it. Amen. So giving to East St. Louis Christian Center Church, there's several ways that you can give. You may give via our Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. Our Zelle, we do have a Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-51-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you may give, at the door, 2E. If you would like to mail a check or a money order, make it payable to ESLCCC, that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Let's pray over our finances. Thank you, Lord God. We want to just thank you. We want to praise you. Hallelujah. We want to glorify you, Lord God, for giving us the opportunity to give, for giving us a mind and a heart to give. Hallelujah. You gave, for God so loved the world that he gave. So we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a heart to be givers just like you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we lift up the tithers to you right now. Those who give 10%. You said in Malachi 3 that we could try you, we could test you on this, to give 10% and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money won't be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Thank you for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then for the givers, you said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, as we give offerings today, as we give, Lord God, we're going to get it back in so many ways. Hallelujah. So our giving will not be a subtraction from our bank account. Hallelujah. It won't be a subtraction from our pockets, but it will be an exponential multiplication in our lives. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11. Hallelujah. Where you said you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we receive that right now, Lord God, because it truly is harvest time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know, this is the time where we talk about birthdays or anniversaries, and this is a special anniversary today for our dear founder, Helen Price. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor, we remember that this is a special day for you. And in this year, 2023, Pastor Price is celebrating her 41st year, her 41st pastoral anniversary. Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. So we praise God for you, Pastor Price, these 41 years, all that the Lord has used you to do, amen, in my life, in the lives of so many who are even listening today and who will listen in the future. And we praise God for you, hallelujah. We praise God for his obedient heart on the inside of you. We praise God for his love on the inside of you. We praise God for you. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, did you want to say anything?
Yes, Glory to God. Oh, but thank you so much, Apostle, and good morning, Pastor Mom and Apostle, and all of the precious, precious saints that are online, and even those who will listen later on. I just thank God for that. I didn't know if anybody remembered, but I didn't either. I'm going to tell you the truth. I was working. I didn't. I was working on the podcast, the podcast 59. And after I had put it up and went to go and start to get ready for to post the reading through the Bible one, and then to look at my memories. And when, as the night had turned, you know, the clock had turned, not that here in Memphis, it was now the 22nd. I said, you know, the 22nd, something special happened on that day, Lord. I just can't remember right now, but I said, I know the 22nd of October stands for something. So when I went to my memories, I said, wow, this is the 41st pastoral anniversary today. I said, oh, thank you, Lord, for reminding me. And I was worshiping him and thanking him and giving him glory for calling me into the gospel ministry and using me for these last 41 years in ministry. I thought about how the word of God says, to whom that is forgiven of much loves much. And I thank God for Mama, because I can remember when she was so concerned about me through the years as I was coming up and as I moved out to California. And she would pray and fast for me. Mom, you would just pray and fast for your child. And I remember that she said, when she said that the Lord had taken me off her mind, I think it was almost a week, God had taken me off her mind. And then when I called her, I said, Mom, about that I was saved, that I had gotten saved. And so I was thankful to God for that. And that's when I had rededicated. I had been baptized and been in church all my life, but I had never really been what you would call saved and not filled with the Holy Ghost. I got saved and through the goodness of the Lord, truly what I call saved was May 21st of 1978, when I had rededicated my life back to the Lord and got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost at that time. And then right after that, the first call the Lord called me to was in 1980. And he called me in March of 1980 as an evangelist. And I was grateful to God for that and sent me around the world in 1981. But then, because I never had desire to be a pastor, I love being an evangelist, but God saw fit to call me to the pastoral ministry. And I'm so grateful to you, Lord. And I thank God for this time, even to share the testimony, because I've been through so much in my life. And I'm so grateful to God for bringing me through. Woke up, was an alcoholic. Got up in the morning, say this real quick, and got up in the morning drinking, went to bed at night drinking. And in between that time would take pills. And all the time while I was doing this, I'm going to school wanting to be a physician and going to college at that time. And I considered myself functional, if you would call it that, but I wasn't. I needed a savior in my life. And then he saw fit after saving me to use me. One thing I would say to anybody that's listening now or listening later on is that God does not make junk. He has no junk that he makes. Amen. Nobody is ever worthless. Every single one of us are his workmanship. Every single one of us, you and me, we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. This last little thing that I'm saying, Apostle, is for those that may not know him, that were like me, that was out there doing anything and almost everything, and God saved us, and then not only saved us and filled us with his Holy Spirit, but saw fit to call us into the gospel ministry. And then he's over these last 41 years in ministry now. I've been really 43 years in ministry because of the evangelist. I was called 2 years before as an evangelist and then later on as a pastor 2 years later after I, you know, was called as an evangelist. But I thank God for these last 41 years as a pastor. And I've seen what he has invested in me. God has invested something not only in me, but in each and every one of us. He will show you clearly what he's called you to do. You may not be called like I was to go around the world. You may not even be called into the pastoral ministry. But whatever it is he's called you is so special and unique that only you can be able to do it. So I thank God for each one of you. And may God make it very clear what is the call that he has on each one of your lives. Somebody here, as I get ready to turn it back over to Apostle, somebody may be called just to love ones into the kingdom, to love them. I think about mom. I always wanted to be like my mama because mama would love and has always loved ones. Pastor Mom, you've always loved ones into the kingdom. And so I thank God for today. Thank you, Apostle, for being able to even, by God, remembering. And I thank God for this time, and I salute him and all of his people in Jesus' name. And I'll go back on mute. God bless you all. Thank you. Love you all.
For a moment, please.
When you were talking
about being an evangelist and while you're talking, this sounds like a wonderful time to lead people to Jesus. Amen. Would you take a moment and do that for us?
Thank you so much, Apostle. It's my honor and privilege to do that by the Lord. In the Word of God, precious ones who are listening today and those who will listen in the future, in the future, if Jesus tarries to come, John 1 and verse 12 says, as many as have received him, that is Jesus Christ, to those he has given the right to become a child of God, to as many as have believed on his name. He is the greatest gift, Jesus says, that anyone can ever receive. He is a gift, and we must receive him into our hearts and into our lives. As Apostle said earlier, and when she began the program, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, and that's a lot of love, that he gave. Again, that's the aspect of a gift. He gave the very best that he had to give, which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. Glory to God, that whosoever would believe in Jesus would not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. Then he goes on to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. He says that if we would confess with our mouth, and Christianity has been called the great confession. He said, if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we would be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. As I begin to ask you to get ready to pray with me, I not only tell you that Christianity is called the great confession, but Jesus himself said, if you would confess me before men, if we would confess him before men, he said, I will confess you in two ways. I'll confess you before my Father, which is in heaven, and I'll confess you before the angels. Glory to God. So confession is very important. Receiving him as a gift is very important. And then he said that except we would repent, we would not in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. We're going to repent, return to that top. The penthouse is the top place. It's the top of a building. God wants us to repent, to return to the position, the top position in him that we had fallen from way in the garden. All have sinned, and all have come short of the glory of God. He wants us all to repent, to have a turn, to turn to him. So if you this day, you may have been in a church all your life, but me standing in a garage does not make me a car. It does not make me a car. So sitting in a church does not make us a Christian. I'm a living witness of that. So today, we're going to do what God says. We're going to receive his precious son as the gift, the greatest gift that anyone can ever receive. Would you pray this prayer with me today? Dear Lord Jesus, that's right. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, this day I receive you as my Savior, my Lord, and my God. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This day, I repent. I no longer want to go my way, the world's way, or the devil's way. Lord, I want to go your way. I surrender my heart and my life to you. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 10 and verse 32, it says, I'm sorry, the devil is a liar. Glory to God. Acts 20 and verse 32 says, I said Acts 10. Acts 20 and verse 32 says, I commit and commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to keep, guard, defend, preserve, and protect you and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified and set apart in Jesus Christ. If you prayed that prayer with me, welcome to the family of God. And know this day that you are special and you're precious. I don't care what anybody else says about you. You are special and precious to God. You're his workmanship. You're his work of art. You're created in Christ Jesus for good works and for good things. Lord, even now I ask that every person that prayed that prayer, both now and in the future, that you, Lord God, will reveal your purpose, plan, and destiny for their lives. Thank you for this honor and privilege, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank you so much, Apostle. I'll go back on mute now. God bless. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And in prayer today, we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. You are born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you leave this body, you're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Glory to God. So we thank God for your salvation on this day. Amen. If you could stay with us longer, we're about to go into the word of God today. Hallelujah. And hear what the Lord is saying in the book of Job. Amen. As we get ready to go there, we're just going to take a moment here. Hallelujah. Some time to just praise the Lord and talk about his righteousness. Hello. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord's righteousness. Hallelujah. We just want to praise God for his splendor, his wonder, his righteousness. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you and praise you as we get ready to go into the word today that you are the Holy One, the Righteous One, the Almighty One. You are the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. You are the beautiful Savior, hallelujah, the creator of everything that is and was and will ever be. Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you open the eyes of our understanding that we see, know, recognize, and realize what is your good and perfect will in our lives. As we're looking at Job and the ones who are talking in this word today, and you reveal yourself through them, that you will reveal yourself to us as well through our lives, through the situations and circumstances that we're going through. Lord God, you're constantly speaking, hallelujah, and constantly wanting to connect us with your goodness in the land of the living. We give you praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we are in the book of Job. Amen. And it, you know, I just see that it must be very important for us to be here in the book of Job. I've learned so much in the book of Job. And we've been here for a little over a year now. And the Lord is, the way that he had us to look at the book of Job is not so much to look at Job and Job's suffering. Because God was going to bring Job out of that, you know, and we're getting close to the part, hallelujah, where he's going to bring Job out of this. But on the way through the trials, the tests, the temptations, all of the suffering that Job went through, God was still with him. And God was revealing himself in such an awesome way during that time. So our eyes are the eyes of Psalm 27 and verse 13. It said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And those are the eyes that we have. As we look at the book of Job, hallelujah. Yeah, we know he's suffering. Yes, we acknowledge that he's suffering, that he's going through. But we're looking for God in the midst of everything that's going on, the things that his friend said and the things that he said. Amen. So we have made it through the book of Job. We are now on chapters 34, 35, and 36. We're going to hear that in just a few moments. Where we are right now, yeah, we're on those chapters. And where we are is, well, the book of Job, the way it was set up, is that it goes through three rounds of conversation between Job and his three friends. And so they go back and forth for about three rounds. It's almost like in the boxing ring, three rounds. So they are at the end. Those three rounds are over. And now comes this Elihu. Now, Elihu is not considered as a friend of Job because he's not Job's contemporary. He's not the age of Job. He's younger. He's much younger than Job and Job's friends. And so he has sat there and listened to them all this time. And he's about to burst open because he's got something to say. And, you know, if you've ever heard anybody talking, you know, they should have said this. They should have said that. Well, if I was talking, I would have said this or I would have said that. And so this is where Elihu is. And these three chapters are all Elihu talking. Amen. Job is not talking in any of these. This is all Elihu talking. And he says some interesting things. yes, he does. He says some interesting things. For a young man, a lot of times as I was listening, I said, you're young whippersnapper, but God did give him some wisdom in some of the things that he said. Amen. So let's listen now to Job, chapters 34, 35, and 36, and it's about 9 minutes long.
Job, chapter 34. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, Hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. For the ear trieth words, as the mouth tasteth meat. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity, and walketh with wicked men? For he hath said, It profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who hath given him a charge over the earth, or who hath disposed the whole world? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this, hearken to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hateth right govern, and wilt thou condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, Thou art wicked, and to princes, Ye are ungodly? How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him, and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him, whether it be done against a nation or against a man only? That the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to thy mind, he will recompense it, whether thou refuse or whether thou choose, and not I. Therefore speak what thou knowest. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Job hath spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers for wicked men. For he addeth rebellion unto his sin. He clappeth his hands among us, and multiplieth his words against God.
Job chapter 35. Elihu spake moreover, and said,
Thinkest thou this to be right, that thou saidst, My righteousness is more than God's? For thou saidst, What advantage will it be unto thee? And what profit shall I have, if I be cleansed from my sin? I will answer thee, and thy companions with thee. Look unto the heavens, and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than thou. If thou sinnest, what doest thou against him? Or if thy transgressions be multiplied, what doest thou unto him? If thou be righteous, what givest thou him? Or what receiveth he of thine hand? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none saith, Where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven?
There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Although thou sayest thou shalt not see him, yet judgment is before him. Therefore trust thou in him. But now, because it is not so, he hath visited in his anger, yet he knoweth it not in great extremity. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain. He multiplieth words without knowledge.
Job chapter 36. Elihu also proceeded and said,
Suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my word shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Behold, God is mighty, and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they be bound in fetters, and beholden in cords of affliction, then he showeth them their work, and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He openeth also their ear to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he bindeth them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in oppression. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no straitness, and that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Will he esteem thy riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. Desire not the night, when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God exalteth by his power. Who teacheth like him? Who hath enjoined him his way? Or who can say, Thou hast wrought iniquity? Remember that thou magnify his work, which men behold. Every man may see it, man may behold it afar off. Behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also can any understand the spreadings of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. For by them judgeth he the people. He giveth meat in abundance. With clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. The noise thereof showeth concerning it, the cattle also concerning the vapor.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. That was Job chapters 34, 35, and 36. And the one who was talking was Elihu. Amen. He's technically not one of Job's friends, but he just, he's been sitting around listening and watching. And he's a young man. And this young man had a whole lot to say. Actually, he spent a couple of chapters, 34 and 35, putting Job in his place and telling him about himself and his friend. He says that Job accused God of injustice. And I wouldn't go that far, you know, but Job did say some things. And then Elihu says that God is just and impartial. Okay, says God is not a respecter of persons, but he is impartial. And this, he was saying that sinners may not hide from God. And this is in chapter 34. And that God does not operate on the same terms as men. And then he tells Job, you are rebellious. So, yeah, can you imagine, you know, Job, remember how Job said when he would speak, the young men or people, when he would speak, people would put their hand over their mouth because what he said was so wise and everything. And then now that he's going through, here's this young man telling him all these things. I just have to stop and highlight some of the words that were said because they were so interesting, the way that they were put together. In Job 34 and verse 3, and what Elihu says is that the ear tries words as the mouth tastes food. Now, that was very poetic, the way that he said that. And I believe even the statement before that, he said, hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. That really kind of sounded like he was not really kind of serious when he said that, but he was talking about them. Like, y'all are supposed to be so wise. Listen to me now. You know, you to think you got some knowledge. And then let your ears hear the words and try these words as your mouth tastes food. And that was very poetic, the way that he said that. And then later on, he's talking about Job. You know, he joins really right in there and talks about Job and, you know, how Job believes that he's righteous and all of that. And then he says in verse 7, what man is like Job who drinketh up scorning like water? And what that means, scorning is mocking. Job, he's saying that Job is mocking God. Like people drink water, like, you know, it's no big deal to drink some water. You just drink the water. You drink as much as you want to. And so he's saying that Job is like that when it comes to scorning or mocking God, that's what Job did. So he's... you know, this young man, very, very interesting. And then as we go on to verse 35, and we'll come back and see, you know, see how God reveals himself. But in chapter 35, Elihu continues to speak and says, do you think you are more righteous than God? God is further above you than you can imagine. God does not answer the proud, even if they are oppressed. God does not want to hear your, and he's saying to Job, you know what, you need to just shut up. You know, there may be a little merit to that, but, you know, Job is really going through. He's really, really going through. You know, and he's, you know, repeating stuff that Job said, like, you know, what kind of, in chapter 35, what kind of prophet do I have if I am cleansed from my sin? Well, later on, we do find out what prophet we do have when we are cleansed of our sin. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. As we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the prophet we have is that we get to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We get to be a part of the kingdom of God. Amen. And so, anyway, I'm going to stick with what Elihu said, and then we'll come back and talk about the Lord. In chapter 36, Elihu speaks. And this time, he's not looking at Job, but he's focusing on God and the greatness of God and how God rewards the obedient while the disobedient perish. Well, he's still kind of talking about Job saying, you're disobedient, you're going to perish. And then that God would have helped him if he hadn't been so full of judgment and wicked. Okay, so he had to say that. That was bursting him out at the seams, that he had to give Job a piece of his mind. And then he begins to talk about that God has an unsearchable greatness. Who can understand the works of nature, such as cloud, thunder, and lightning? Amen. And that's and when we get back together again, the next time we go into the book of Job, we'll be talking about the clouds, the thunder, and the lightning, because God is appearing in the storm. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that, but Elihu looks at what's going on around him and begins to talk about that. Hallelujah. And, I mean, he does a pretty good job when he starts talking about the Lord. He does pretty good for where he is and not really knowing about the Lord Jesus Christ. But he does, you know, a pretty good job at doing that or looking at the things of God. So during this time, we see God revealing himself as a righteous God. Hallelujah. Revealing himself as the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Mighty God, the Lord our maker. Glory, hallelujah. And he's all that. And also that God is always right. Now, Elihu was trying to figure out, how he could say that. And the thing is that God is always right. We may not understand, and that really to God's righteousness, that he really is always right, whether we understand it or whether we don't understand it. And God expresses his righteousness when he loves the things that are good and hates the things that are evil. And you know, with God, the attributes of God, and we've been looking in the pearls to ponder of his character, his nature, his name, hallelujah. And really it says that only God can only do those things that are right, hallelujah, because he is righteous. And because he's righteous, he must judge evil and sin, and they cannot come into his presence. Hallelujah. And God himself, he's right, he's just, and he's true. So righteousness is essential to his very being and his character. That's who he is. He's righteous. And he's morally and ethically right. And he acts only in keeping with what is right and what is just. God is righteous. And sometimes, even us, we may question, you know, what's up? I mean, there are times in my life where I've said to the Lord, Lord, I'm your girl. You know I'm your girl. What's going on here? And yet righteous. And whatever he does is right, is just, and is true because he is righteous. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, God may take more time to do things than we think that he should take. Amen. There's things that's going on in my life. One thing I can recall is it's been over 23 years. And, you know, he said he was going to do something, and it's been 23 years. But I know when it's time, the manifestation of that will take place. And in the meantime, I trust him. I don't understand everything, you know, about everything, but that's part of walking and not by sight. And just trusting the Lord, as Pastor Mom's favorite scripture, trust in the Lord. Right, Pastor Mom? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So we don't understand everything. And I can remember one day the Lord told me, he said something was going to happen. And he told me to do certain things, you know. And I did these certain things, and they were, like, miraculous. It was, like, in one day, he told me, like, in the morning to get a ticket to go somewhere, pack my clothes, be prepared to go. And I got a ticket that was extremely cheap. I don't even know how that happened except through him. And so my job was to just be ready, to just do what I could do, get everything ready. And then, you know, he was saying that I was going to be asked to go on this trip. Well, I was never asked to go on the trip. And so I sat there with the ticket, ready to go and everything. And I was, you know, waiting. And I didn't even say anything until, like, maybe a couple of hours after the flight would have left. And then I heard his still small voice say, "How you like me now?" And it was like, whoa. And the answer came from him. Came, "Lord, I trust you. I believe you. You are my for real reality. I can't go back to any other reality but you, just like I can't go back to yesterday. You are my for real reality." Hallelujah. And then after I said that, then he said to me, he said, "Yeah, it was good that you were ready. You had the tickets, you had the your clothes packed. You know, you were ready." He said, "The thing about this situation is free will. And the person who could have asked you to go on that trip made a decision not to ask you to come." And that's what free will is about. And so I said, "Okay, all right, Lord. I still don't understand the fullness of it, but this I do know." And he said to me, "There's a lot of things you don't know. You tell me what you know." What I know is that God is a righteous God. He's right. He's always right. He's always just, and he's always true. Now, I can't speak to the situation, the circumstances, the stuff that went on, but I know that I know that I know that he is the righteous God. And that I hold on to. Hallelujah. Amen. And then several times during this discourse with Elihu, he refers to God as Almighty. Hallelujah. You may or may not have heard that during the tape playing of it. Excuse me, but he refers to God as the Almighty God, and he refers to God as being mighty. Hallelujah. Amen. And then God's almightiness, you know, what his almightiness talks about is that God is all-powerful, and he's able to control everything in the universe at all times. And that's the thing, like, you know, the little testimony I just gave you was that, yeah, God is almighty. He controls everything in the universe at all times, and yet he gives us free will. Hallelujah. So free will is not only for us, but free will of people around and about us. And God balances that out so well. Now, everything that he's going to do, it's going to be done. And many times I think about, there was a guy who was on PBS, and he would paint these pictures all the time. He had a great big afro, and sometimes you can still see, I'm trying to think of his name, but sometimes you can still see his him online on TV painting pictures. And he was so good at doing it. And he would paint and he would talk and he would show you things. And, you know, like he was painting a picture. I'm thinking of a picture he was painting of a landscape. So he's painting this picture. And then he uses a little bit too much dark paint in it. And he used it, and he was trying, he used the white paint to kind of lighten it up some, you know. And then he was painting something, and it was supposed to be like a bush, but he made it too big, so he ended up making it into a tree. But still in all, his whole picture that he was doing was a landscape. And even though it looked like he made some quote-unquote mistakes in the midst of painting that landscape, it still came out to a beautiful landscape. And that's how I look at free will. Hallelujah. God has his purpose. He has his plan. His plan is going to be done. It's going to be completed. You know, a tree, a bush may become a tree, but the landscape is still going to be there. Hallelujah. Free will was that it changed the bush into the tree. You know, but still his overall picture and his overall purpose and plan always, always, without a shadow of a doubt, prevails in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then during this time, Elihu mentions the Lord is our maker. Hallelujah. And our maker, as our maker, he is our creator. He is not a creator. He is the creator. Hallelujah. Amen. And John chapter 1 and verse 3 says, through him all things are made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. Amen. He is the Lord our maker. Hallelujah. He made us. Glory to God, the Lord our maker. And then also during this discourse, Elihu talks about the greatness of God. God is great. And there's three attributes of his greatness, because he is great, great, great. Hallelujah. He is omnipotent. God is omniscient. And God is omnipresent. Hallelujah. That he's omnipotent, our great God. He's all-powerful. Hallelujah. He is all-powerful. So he has all the power, and he restrains that power, but he has all power. He is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He knows all. He sees all. He hears all. He's in all. He's omniscient. Hallelujah. And then he's omnipresent. He is everywhere at all times. Hallelujah. He's everywhere, past, present, and future. He is omnipresent. Hallelujah. He's great. God is great. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So in this discourse, with Elihu. Amen. We see that God is righteous. God is almighty. God is mighty. God, he's the Lord our maker. He's revealed himself. Hallelujah. He's always right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if we keep that in mind, no matter what's going on in our lives, God will help us to get through it. Amen. Stuff, you know, some things you just, it's hard to reconcile with God's righteousness, that God is right. Even though, you know, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and yet war is going on in Israel. War is going on with Hamas. War is going on in Ukraine with Russia. You know, people are dying. And apart from trusting God, it's hard to reconcile that. You know, to know that we cannot figure it out. We can't put our minds to it. His ways are past finding out. And you know, one time he said to me, because I was talking about people dying and all that, he says, you know what, death to me is not the same as it is to you. And he said, be at peace. And I don't know the fullness of that, but I've heard a statement that has blessed me over time, is that many times we can't trace his hand, but we can trust his heart. So we can't trace his hand, what he allows to be done, but we can trust his heart in the middle of everything that we see. And so whatever's going on in your life right now, in my life as well, and whatever we see that's going on in the world right now, hallelujah, we make that choice to trust him, knowing that God is always right, that he's righteous, he's almighty, he's mighty, he's our maker, he's great. Hallelujah. He's always right. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we bless your name, honor you, we adore you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord. You are the righteous God, the almighty, the mighty God, the Lord our maker. Hallelujah. You are just. Glory to God. And you're always right. Hallelujah. You don't do anything wrong. And whatever the circumstances, situations, you, Romans 8:28 it. So that you work all things together for good to those who love you and who are called according to your purpose and your plan. So we look to you, Lord God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we just ask you, Lord God, to open up the eyes of our understanding. Help us recognize, realize, hallelujah, and be so acquainted with your ways as you lead us and guide us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we just thank and praise God for all that he's done today. We thank God for those who receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, asking him to come into their heart and into their life. Earlier with our dear Pastor Price, who's celebrating her 41st year of pastoral ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you've given your heart and your life to Jesus Christ today, we want to invite you. We want to invite everyone, hallelujah, to come and learn and grow with us. We are the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And we're a part of the Get'em Radio family of broadcasts, the God in the Midst family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So you can connect with us and come and learn and grow with us. And you can connect with us by calling area code 516-418-5000. 5699. Amen. And we're going to tell you when we are meeting together. Every Sunday. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. So Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And next Sunday, we're in for a great treat. It is the fifth Sunday of the month, and that's when we have our guest church, the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, with Pastor Helen Price, Minister Joy, Minister Amber, to come and minister to us by the Spirit of the Lord. So we're looking forward to that on this Sunday coming up, and that's Sunday, October the 29th, 2023. Now, every Monday, oh, and that's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then every Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, and we call it, hallelujah, Discovering God's Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And God truly has been speaking to us. Hallelujah. He even let us know that there was going to be an attack before the attack happened in Israel. Hallelujah. And he told us that it would not prevail. And so we're believing that word. We're standing on that word. And we're continuing to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Israel. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, we have two broadcasts in the every month. One is the second Wednesday of the month, and one is the fourth Wednesday of the month. On the second Wednesday, we have prophetic healing with Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. And the next one will be Wednesday, November the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, November the 8th. Hallelujah. And then addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's going to be this Wednesday. So, you know, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. This Wednesday, October the 25th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're working with being able to see these some of these anointed pandemic babies. We want to see them visually. So be prepared. If you see a text come from me with a link on it that says click this link, that's going to be me saying that, and the link is in Google Meet. And we want to see some of them. Amen. Hallelujah. So go ahead and call in to our regular Get 'Em Radio, and but look for that link. Amen. And he's going to show us how to work this out. So this Wednesday, October the 25th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Thursday, we've been having boot camp. Glory to God. Boot camp season. We began in August with evangelism boot camp. We still have these. They're in podcasts. You can listen to them at any time. By Googling Get 'Em Radio. And you can go on our Blog Talk Radio platform and just feast on all of these boot camps. So in August, we had the Evangelism Boot Camp. September, we had Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp with Pastor Price. This month, we're doing a Healing Boot Camp with Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, a healing boot camp. We have one more boot camp left. We have seen impartations, activations, and demonstration of healing. Hallelujah. So join us on Thursday, on this Thursday, for the grand finale of our healing boot camp. Amen. And then in the next Thursday, in November, Get 'em Radio is going to celebrate our 11th anniversary, starting on Thursday, the 2nd of October. So please join us. We have some dynamic preachers that are going to be preaching every evening and just blessing us. We're going to start with Apostle Patrice from Florida. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to go to Minister Elaine from North Carolina. Hallelujah. And then we have others that are going to be speaking and just bringing the word of God. Hallelujah. We'll even be here for Thanksgiving. Praise God. Amen. So that's what's going on with the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Glory to God. We're going to open the line, and if you have any comments, questions, prayer requests, your line is open. Hallelujah. Everyone's line is open. Welcome, everyone, again.
Hi. I wanted to say
hello.
Glory to God. Hi, I'm Godmom of Papa Kuzi. And to all the saints and everyone on the line, I just want to say I thank God's favor in our lives.
Hallelujah.
I mean, his favor is a blanket of hope in every situation and in every season. So I am so grateful.
Hallelujah.
And I was like, Lord, I'm so sorry that I took your favor for granted, but I am so grateful for his favor. Because truly it's been a blanket. It's been a blanket for so many years for me and my family.
Yes.
And he is indeed that blanket of hope and his grace and mercy. Like I said, his mercy is my pillow. His unmerited favor. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
I mean, you can rejoice in that.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And when he blessed me to see you dance, that was so beautiful. And I just, you know, he wants us to be bold like that, to worship him anywhere and not question. And when you say
yes,
this thing is a free will thing, you did it with the right heart motive. And whatever we do, we need to do it with the right heart motive, not, you know, kicking and screaming, backbiting. God loves a cheerful giver. When you give of yourself, it has to be done in cheerfulness. Not a rebellion or I want to do what I want to do, but I'll just do this just to do it. No, I love you, Lord. I'll do this. I love you, Lord. I'll say that. I love you, Daddy God.
Hallelujah.
He looking for us to be like that at all times.
Yes.
Even when things
Lord.
Don't go our way in the way we think it should go. He wants us to be that way, and I'm speaking for myself. I can't point the finger at nobody else because he's helping me. He's ironing out things in my attitude, in my life, so that I can be conformed to the image of his dear son daily, moment by moment, second by second. So I thank you, Lord, for still working on me, for choosing to keep me and my family and to help me in every area of my life to be more like beautiful Jesus Christ. To let him shine, you know, means to be a total yielded vessel for the purpose and will and plan
Hallelujah.
Of God. Each and every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm right
Lord.
With you with that. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm just hearing a song. I can sense his holy presence. And the warmth of your embrace, It's a privilege to be here. We're so very glad you came. So our purpose to obey you and to walk in all your ways. And Lord, in every situation, we'll bring a sacrifice of praise. Bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we all pray to you to sacrifice of thanksgiving. Yes, we all pray to you to sacrifice of
in their respective places. I also want to be able to celebrate with you all the clergy month, this month of ministerials and clergy and pastoral month. Yes. I just thank God and thank God for continuing to use you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, and I celebrate the both of you all and give honor and glory to God for the both of you all for the continual work in the work of the ministry he's called you to. One of the things that I'm so blessed by is that even though many years, and I've not been the on-hand pastor there for many, many years, Pastor Mom and you, Apostle, have been there. And I'm so grateful that God used me as a founding pastor. And then I'm more grateful for this, that God has raised up a place in using you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, a place where we can continually come and learn and grow. That's the thing, that we can come and know, receive the word, that's a wonderful thing. We understand that in our walk in God, it just isn't a one-time thing. The word says that we're sanctified. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so we're being set apart as we come this Sunday to come and learn and grow. I want to thank God for this message today from Job 34 through 36. And you're continually, and this is so important what you did today, well, that we're continually coming to know the character and the nature of God, because that's so important. When we're in the midst of trials, when we're in the midst of pain that may be hitting and striking in our bodies, or financial problems, or situations where our peace has been disturbed, and situations where there have been mistakes made on somebody else's part, and yet we have to know what to do during that time, that we can know God, his character, and his nature. Thank you today for ministering that God is righteous. God is almighty, the almighty God, the mighty God. God is the creator. Hallelujah. He is our maker. And then God is great. I thank God for those three attributes, him being omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. And thanking God that I can come each Sunday to be able to grow and to learn, to come, learn, and to grow. So I thank God for you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, and thank God for this time, and thank God for the word today, because we need it. We need it. As I close, I have one of my children is going through some very, very serious things. And one of the questions that he always wants to ask is why is this happening and what's going on? And then the Lord would always have me to remind him of what you said today, of the powerfulness of God, that God is greater. He sees, he's working behind the scene. He loves us, he cares for us, and he's working to work behind that scene to fix and work things out. So thank God for you today, the apostle, and for the word. And again, Mom, I want to say, Pastor Mom, this is your daughter, Helen. I want to say I love you, Mom, and thank God for you opening up in prayer. And even as we get ready to close off in this service, thank God for you closing off in this service. I love you, and send a special hug to you today, and as well as to you, Apostle. And God bless you all. And I'll go back on mute. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. We received that hug. Hallelujah. Love you. Amen. Anyone else? You know. Okay, Pastor Mom. All right. Did you want to say anything? Any remarks before we go?
No, that's all right.
No, that's all right. Okay. Now you're going through a little something over there real quick. Let's see if we can get everything together for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. All right. So you're going to close us out? Mm-hmm. You're going to close out in prayer? Hallelujah. Amen. Close us out in prayer. May the Lord
between me and thee
while we
have
one from another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say it one more time. May the Lord watch. May the Lord. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. God bless you all, and have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am